for Ag Life, I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
Ag will be one of the focal points.
That's USDA Undersecretary Ted McKinney talking to reporters from China. He says there's positive news from this week's cultural trade mission trip.
This planning started way back in October. And so notwithstanding that there were issues brewing, we elected to go ahead. And by golly, we're so glad that we followed through because it's been a wildly successful visit.
He says Chinese consumer interest remains strong for American farm goods.
There were more than 100 Chinese buyers, and there were 180 meetings, and that's just half of our time. I was quite taken by the interest in growth in importing U.S. products, including some that have had some tough times with inspections and other activities at the port, products like sorghum and cherries.
McKinney says Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross will follow up with the trip next week.
We're hearing that Secretary Ross will lead a delegation back to Beijing next week, and among other things, ag will be one of the focal points.
Ross says one reason for the trip back to China.
This is not a definitive agreement to translate that framework into an executable reality.
As McKinney says, no deal done yet.
I do not want people to get overly excited. Sometimes the excitement generates benefits and realities, and sometimes it does not.
McKinney says he's using those recent visits with Chinese officials to continue trust building in the trade relationship between both countries.
And they were all cordial, successful, trust building. And that was the objective, was to continue to build foundations of trust.
And that's USDA's Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs, Ted McKinney. Now with more cattle news here on Ag Life, let's head out to a ranch near Bakersfield. Here's Patrick Cavanaugh.
Bill, this is an amazing seventh-generation operation in California.
Actually, we're doing well.
That's Sheila Bowen, part of a seventh-generation cattle operation in Glenville, northeast of Bakersfield, in the oak-studded foothills of the Sierra Nevada Mountains.
We're still green up here in Glenville. Here it is the middle of May, and the late rains really helped us. March and April rains kind of brought our feet on, and so we kind of saved our season for us.
And this indeed is a legacy ranch. Check out this story.
My husband.
That would be Jeff Bowen.
His fifth generation. Our kids are six, and now we've got grandkids, so they're the seventh generation affiliated with the ranch. My husband's family moved out to California kind of during the gold rush, and they came into the Glenville area in the late 1860s, and so our ranch was kind of established in 1872, this part of the Carver-Bowen Ranch. So, yeah, so they've been here a long time. And
like many other ranches, it's special to work with multi-generations together.
It's kind of neat. There's three generations working on the ranch today, and a couple of my kids, my husband and his sister Cindy, and their folks. And so it's neat to see the knowledge that is handed down from one generation to the next in terms of the plants and the wildlife and the cattle. My husband and his father and sister, my kids have a great knowledge of cattle ranching and how it works well in our area. And so to pass that knowledge down to our kids is important. And it's just nice to see them all working together and carrying on that the heritage that goes along with it. And they're good people and they work hard. And I just have a lot of respect for them.
And it's spring. That means a busy time on the ranch.
We're busy shipping cattle and moving cattle from lower range up to the higher range. And so it's a beautiful time of year. We're getting things done.
So Bowen describes the family operation.
We're a cow-calf operation, and we hold our wean calves until they're long yearlings, and then we ship them off the ranch. So this time of year, we're shipping them off. Most of them have shipped already. From the ranch, they go on to a feedlot.
And what's the cattle genetics on the operation?
We've got a Hereford Angus cross, and then a smaller set of shorthorn cattle.
That's Sheila Bowen, a cattlewoman in Kern County, California. We'll hear more from her about that family operation in the coming days. For Ag Life, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.